Last Sunday we saw that to praise God is more than just to admire Him. Today we see how mere admiration of Jesus can in some way lead to taking offense at Him. Today's gospel, the story we heard, is just odd. Those listening to Jesus in the synagogue went from astonishment to being offended. And the reason is that they did admire Jesus' eloquence, they liked it, but they were not willing to accept His truth, His whole truth. Now, I'm sure we can all think right now on probably a long list of people who claim that they admire Jesus, but are not willing to follow His whole truth. Some are very well-known figures, and social media is filled with comments about that, probably even our own comments. And while that, at times, might be true, the truth for us is that we gain very little by constantly thinking and talking about them, those who claim to like Jesus, to admire Him, but are not willing to follow the whole truth of the gospel. What about us? At the end of today's gospel, Jesus said some words that we can imagine were said with sadness, words that are very often quoted. A prophet is not without honor except in his own house. We know what Jesus meant, but what does He mean when He says these words again, here and now? He's not talking anymore only about His own tiny native town. He's talking now to us about His church, His house, where sadly many times He's not honored as He should. And to honor the Lord is not just to express some admiration for Him. It's much more than that. To honor Christ means to give Him the praise and the adoration that He deserves, and therefore to be willing to give Him our heart and our will, to submit in those moments in which His views and ours clash, to submit to Him, to His truth, and to His power. It means to be willing to change. And here is where the roads fork. Here is where the key choice arises. Do we want to remain as admirers of Jesus, or are we willing to become His followers? One of the most shocking indications of this problem is that in the U.S., of all those adults who take a year or more to prepare themselves for joining the Catholic Church, according to a number of studies, more than 50% stop practicing their faith within the first year. And it is shocking, but it should be shocking as well for us, as in, what do we do about that? Do we help those people whom we know to not only admire Jesus and like what He said, but to actually accept His truth and to know Him and love Him as a real living person in the context of a living community of friends? But then what about us who do believe and practice our faith? Are we mainly, mostly admirers or followers? And one question is key to really grasp the difference. Are we willing, or do we feel the need and the effort that it takes to change constantly so that we can become more like Christ? St. John Henry Newman said, to live is to change, and to change often is to become more perfect. So that we experience that honestly, we change often so that we can grow closer to the heart of Christ and become more like him? Or do we rather prefer to admire Jesus, but from a safe distance? Here are some other manifestations of these two attitudes. Admirers of Jesus like him, they do like him, but again, from afar. They tend to follow some ideas, not a person, and be attached to some practices. They don't usually have conversations with Christ. They typically refuse to change when that is clearly required. So, as in the first reading, they become hard of face and obstinate of heart. On the other hand, followers of Christ know him as Lord and friend. They are open to his actual presence in our daily life and therefore to being surprised by him. They constantly try to know and love Jesus more and more. And so, as in the psalm, their eyes are fixed on the Lord. Now, the problem, the drama of being more admirers who like than followers who love is twofold. First, we don't give God what he deserves. But then, as a consequence of that, second, we just miss what's really good in this life. Our life of faith remains just that, a life of faith, a part of our life in which, yeah, we do spiritual things, but a part that is completely separate or mostly separate from that larger part of our quote-unquote normal life. Growth in our Christian life means mainly correcting some defects or not doing anything really awful, but not growing towards the heart of Christ, not that fascinating and sweet path of getting to know and love more the divine person of Christ. But our life, our faith, is beautiful. And it is beautiful because it does not mean that we just need to admire the words of a man from the past, but that we need to know and love Jesus Christ today. That we need to be constantly surprised by his presence. And this is why we follow him, and this is what we're willing to change. So may we renew today our desire to encounter him anew, so that Jesus won't be sad and amazed at a lack of faith of those in his house, in the church, but rather moved today because at least some are willing to love him, to believe more in him, and to follow him everywhere.